During this Advent season, the church refers to, in the liturgy, to St. John the Baptist. When we think of St. John the Baptist, it was foretold long before the coming of Christ that he would have a forerunner, a precursor. And St. John the Baptist was that very one. What do we know about St. John the Baptist? Well, he lived along the Jordan. He lived a very penitential life. And as we read last Sunday in the Gospel, he was to point out the way to Christ. In fact, when our Lord was walking along the Jordan, St. John spoke out loud and said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." Now, last Sunday, we read of how St. John the Baptist was in prison. He was in prison because he called Herod for the sin he was living in, adultery. And for that, he was thrown in prison. Now, St. John the Baptist, he wanted his disciples to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. He already knew, but he wanted his disciples to know. So he sent his disciples to Jesus to say, "Art thou he who is to come? Art thou the Messiah?" And Jesus said to these disciples of St. John, "Go back to John and tell him what you've seen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the crippled walk, and the lame leap like the hart." These were the very things that the prophet Isaiah, long before the coming of Christ, spoke of in prophecy. In the prophecies of Isaiah, chapter 38, Isaiah foretells this: God himself will come and save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf be unstopped, and the tongue of the one who can speak will be loosed, and the crippled man shall leap like the deer. The very miracles that Isaiah had prophesied were the very miracles of Christ's workings. But when after the disciples left, Jesus posed this question. He said, "Why did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind?" No. St. John the Baptist was not a reed shaken by the wind. Whenever the wind blows, it goes one way or the other. It's just all over the place. No. St. John the Baptist was very firm and very solid in his vocation to prepare the way for Christ. St. John the Baptist was to prepare the way for the coming of Christ, and he did a wonderful job. For when our Lord came, his disciples then, some of them became the very apostles of Jesus. When we think of St. John the Baptist, we're also reminded about his humility. He said, "I am not worthy to even fasten the latch on his sandal." St. John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he told his disciples, "He, Jesus, must increase, and I must decrease." St. John was truly a very humble, humble man. This is held up to us as the model for us as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. Humility. And what is humility? Humility is being honest. Who we are, and especially our relationship with God. God created all of us out of nothing. All the talents and abilities, everything we have and are, is a gift of God. And those who are most pleasing to God recognize that. They're honest, they're truthful, and they give all the glory to God. I like to oftentimes hear when people do that. I think it was about a week or two ago, I saw a little blip. They interviewed the quarterback for Indiana, the Hoosiers, the football team. You never hear of Indiana doing anything big in football. Maybe basketball, but not football. What was his first thing when they beat Ohio State? Now, forgive me, any of you from Ohio, if you are a Ohio State fan, but First thing he did when he interviewed, he said, I give all the glory to God. All the glory to God. He said, we're a team that no one thought anything of. Not any one of us is special. Not any one of us is like stands out, but we work together as brothers, as a team. And we give all that glory to God. I couldn't have been happier to hear that. And that's what we need to do when we do anything good alike. Give God the glory. Give God the credit. Our Lord tells us, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Without me you can do nothing. But if you abide in Christ, you will bear much fruit. And that is why the saints, especially, were very, very prominent in that virtue of humility. Saint John the Baptist especially. But let's remember this. What do we read in Scripture? God exalts the humble, and he humbles the exalted. Those who are proud, those who are arrogant, those who take credit and don't give the credit to God, God will humble them. But if we truly give credit to God, God will bless us, and he will make us bear fruit in our lives. We also know that besides St. John the Baptist, we also have the beautiful example of the Blessed Virgin, the humble handmaid of the Lord. Why was she so pleasing to God? Because of her profound humility. She gave God all the glory and honor. When her cousin Elizabeth praised her and said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, and how have I deserved that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Mary's response, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He that is mighty hath done great things to me. She gave it all to God. So this idea of humility, a very, very important virtue that we all need to put into practice in our daily lives. You know, our Lord, he was the light of the world. And he gives us that profound example of humility. It was because of pride that Satan, Lucifer, fell with the rebellious angels. It was because of pride that Adam and Eve had fallen. Pride and disobedience. And you're going to find that with the capital sins, right as the head is pride. The inordinate esteem of ourselves. And that leads to other sins like looking down on our neighbor, or being angry with our neighbor, or being selfish, or whatever. Being avaricious. All those things come back down to that capital sin of pride. We want to be pleasing to God, then let us be humble. Our Lord was humble in his birth, born in a stable. Our Lord lived a humble and hidden life in Nazareth, in his carpenter shop with his adopted, his foster father, Saint Joseph. His mother was the humble handmaid of the Lord. Our Lord lived a very humble life. And when he asked his disciples to learn of him, he said, learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart. So humility is being honest, who we are and our relationship with God. We wear today rose vestments. These rose vestments, because today is Gaudete Sunday. We only wear these twice a year, on this Sunday and then in the middle of Lent, Feletare Sunday. And the church wants us to rejoice. Rejoice because we are about to celebrate the wonderful birth of Christ, our Lord's Nativity. And we should be joyful and happy that we have seen the light. Christ is the light of the world, and we've seen that light. And our Lord promises us if we follow him, we don't walk in darkness. So on this Sunday, let us remember to count our blessings. God has given us many, many blessings, especially the gift of the true faith, the knowledge of Christ. And we can't just sit on that knowledge and do nothing. No. We have to let our light shine before men. During this Advent season, as we drive throughout the neighborhoods, we see Christmas lights being put up. Kind of neat, beautiful to see that in the darkness, the glowing colors of the Christmas lights. These are all symbolic of Christ, the light of the world. But the world today is also in darkness. How many people live as if there were no God, no commandments, no purpose in life, no heaven, no hell? How important it is that we also be a light to the world. Just as Christ is a light of the world to us, we need to be a light to all those who see us by following our Lord Christ's like example of humility and charity and meekness. And let us remember, this is what our Lord exhorted, not only his followers at his time, but for all of us. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We have very little time before we celebrate Christmas. Let us do our very, very best to prepare our hearts and souls for this unique event, the birth of Christ, especially by being a light to the world. As we mentioned in the announcements and in the bulletin, the novena for Christmas starts on December 16th. There's copies of this. I encourage all your families to take a copy. And these final 9 days of the novena for Christmas, pray those prayers, maybe after supper, after your family rosary, and let us truly prepare our hearts and minds as St. John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.